Kwazwai Muria Zimbabwe, yebo mthwakazo muhle. Good evening, Zimbabwe muhle. You are tuned into Studio 7, a live talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America, on Monday, the 2nd of March at 2020. And this is live talk, mthwakazo muhle, Zimbabwe muhle. I go by the name of Mike Ove.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, Muria Zimbabwe, we're talking about the recent clashes that occurred between members of the MDC and the police service that led to the arrest of 12 MDC members and were appeared in court today in Chitungwiza.
To join this discussion, you can phone us directly at 1-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back. You can also text us on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318.
And that's correct, Muria Zimbabwe. For our radio listeners, Live Talk goes out live on radio on 909 medium wave frequency. Sikhona njalo ku 4930, 13860, and 15460 kilohertz, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 p.m.
And on the internet, you can also find us if you want to listen to read in English, www.voazimbabwe.com. For Shona, www.voashona.com. And for Ndebele, www.voandebele.com.
That's correct, Muria Zimbabwe. So, linga kohle. Abafisa ukungena kuhlelo, you can text us, go WhatsApp on +12024650318 or call us live on air on +12026192077. Thank you so much for joining us. If you're joining us live, or where you are tuned into Studio 7 Live Talk. Tonight on the Live Talk, we're focusing on the recent clashes between MDC members and the police service. Now, this is something that led to the arrest of 12 members who appeared in court today in Chitungwiza.
And the 12 members appeared before Prosecutor Rumbidzai Mushonga for a bail hearing, which was denied. They were facing allegations of participating in a gathering with the intent of causing public violence, whilst the police fired tear gas to disperse residents who were burning tires and barricading major roads.
That's correct. So please note, as we speak right now, we're broadcasting live on all three Facebook pages, those being our VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, Sikhona Njalo ku VOA Shona, Sakakanam Chirongwa. You can write your name and numbers in the comments section and we'll be calling you live on air. So, Muria Zimbabwe, once again, if you're looking to join us, you can text us on WhatsApp on +12024650318. La konjalo ukushaya ucingo ku +12026192077. Ilolu dabe silalo namhla kuhlelo mthwakazo muhle. Ngiyalambukela wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo, uhlelo Live Talk. Namhlanje kuhlelo sikhangela lokho okwenzakalayo eChitungwiza, lapho okukhanya ngani kuboshwe abantu abayi 12 abangamalunga awebandla eliphikisayo ibandla eli MDC. Lokho kwenzakale ngomgqibelo lapho abantu abasakhulayo abibandlele MDC baboshwe baphandle kwendlu eka mnumzana uJob Skhala, yena owenhlanganiso MDC. Sizwe namhlanje as they appeared in court, prosecutor yena esithi hi denied bail ngenxa yokuthi bona bathi hi babekhangelele ukwenza ubudlwangudlwangu esingathi ngesikhiwa i-violence. So sifisa ukuzwa kini ukuthi ha kahle kahle kuyini okwenzakalayo elizweni. Siyezwa abantu abe-MDC bekhalala besithi isikhathi sonke bangayenza umhlangano amaphoyisa ayafika, they shut it down. So bona bayakhala besithi kanti i-democracy, what's going on? Sikhangela ukuthi namhla abazangena ngumnumzana u-Obey Sithole, yena ongusakhulayo owebandlele MDC. Sikhangele njalo ukuxoxa lo mnumzana uMnusheshe Mtutsa owenhlanganiso owebandla elezano PF. Sikhangele njalo lokuxoxa lo mnumzana uGlenn Dliwayo, yena he's a policy analyst. Bonke bathathu abantu abasakhulayo. So ngenani kuhlelo lisitshele umbono wenu +12024650318 WhatsApp. Balani imibono yenu. We'll be reading your comments live on air. La konjalo kushaya lucingo ku +12026192077. Ngenani kuhlelo.
Parizvino tinokuchingamidzai muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk. Nhasi tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika munyika panyaya yemhirizhonga. Taona nhasi vatsigiri vebato reMDC inotungamirwa navaNelson Chamisa vanokwana ivo gumi nevaviri vachimiswa pamberi pedare vachinzi ivo vanga vari kuita zvemhirizhonga kuchitungwiza. Vawanikwa vatsigiri ava vachinyimwa mukana wekuti vabhadhare mari yechibatiso saka pari zvino vachiri muusungwa regai timbonzwa zvataura gweta ravo uyezve tichinzwa zvakare kubva kune vamwe vanogara imomo muchitungwiza tichinzwa zvakare kubva kumapurisa vachitaurawo pamusoro pemhirizhonga iyoyi. Let's listen now to our tape.
Mutongo wapiwa nedare handiwo watanga takatarisira nekuti chokwadi chaburitswa newacho ari kuti akasunga ndechekuti haana pari kubatanidza vanhu ava pamhosva ironzi yakaparwa.
Zuvano unonatsokuona kuti upenyu hwacho nemaomero hwakaita ukaonawo muchivhiringidzwa pamabasa hazvinatso kuzobuda zvakanaka, zvinobva zvatimanikidzawo nesuwo tichida kuriritira mhuri. Vamwe tinotoone zvakawanda zvekuita but unozoona zvinhu zvacho zvese kuzototimirira zvakanaka nokuda kumhanyiswa mhanyiswa dzimwe nguva matorerwa zvinhu dzimwe nguva mavhiringidzwa vaitwa saka zvobva zvatokanganisa zvinhu zvacho zvakatooma nechekare.
Tinokurudzira vanhu kuti vasaite ruzha kana vane zvichemo kana vachiita zvinhu zvavanoita zvese ngavatevedzere mutemo kwete kufamba vachirova vanhu vachipwanya zvinhu.
Apo tapedzisira kunzwa isu kubva kuna police commissioner wemapurisa vachitaura ivo panyaya yemhirizhonga yanga iri kuitwa kuchitungwiza. Nhasi taona vatsigiri veMDC vanokwana ivo gumi nevaviri vachimiswa pamberi pemuchuchisi uyezve vachinzi ivo havana kupuwa mari kana havana kupuwa mukana wekuti vabhadhare mari yechibatiso. Saka tanzwa kubva kune gweta ravo vachiti ivo aiwa vanga vasiri kufara nezvaitika izvi nhasi. Kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinoti imi kana muri kuda kuti tikufonerei wanikwai muchinyora namba dzenyu pafacebook page yedu yevoa shona live stream yedu pari zvino tichiri kumboigadzirisa kuti tione kuti chii chiri kuitika. Asi muchinge makwanisa kupinda ipapo nyorai namba dzenyu makaisa zvakare macode numbers enyu kuitira kuti tigokwanisa kunge tichikufonerai. Over to you.
So yes, Zimbabwe Moshe, earlier on you just heard there from the police, you heard also the representatives of the MDC youth that are currently incarcerated, and you also heard from the youth themselves as they were speaking on what happened lapho kuboshwe khona abantu abayi 12 abangamalunga awebandla le MDC lizwe amaphoyisa besithi if you're looking to protest, if you're looking to do your activities or protest, no problem, go ahead, but make sure that it is occurring in a non-violent matter. So we're looking to hear from these youth to hear what exactly is going on and what's leading to these continued arrests, and of course what's the way forward to ensure that this happens. You know, there's a saying in English, mothers, that says when two elephants fight, it's the grass that suffers.
Yes.
So we want to hear from them to see out, is there a way forward to ensure that the grass doesn't continue to suffer? Mm-hmm. Now, we're lucky to have the first guest, of course, who is the youth chairman of the MDC, Mr. Obey Tererai Stole. Mkoma Obey, welcome to the program, bud. How are you doing?
I'm fine, my brother. How are you doing?
Thank
you so much for raising me.
No, thank you so much for joining us. I look forward to hearing more. So let's get into it. You see what's happening. MDC youth, this isn't the first time that, MDC youth have been arrested over something or in similar grounds. What exactly is going on? Why is it that there seem to be a reoccurrence of these events?
Well, I think it has become a common cause in Zimbabwe that the state has always been on a panic mode, which is why everything that happened is pointed toward the MDC. Like in the case that you are discussing right now of our fellow comrades who were arrested on Saturday in Chitungwiza,
mm-hmm.
they did not commit any crime.
Mm-hmm.
They were actually relaxing mm-hmm. at the residence of one of our leaders, Honorable Job Sikala.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, this is when the police came, descended on them heavily, thereby leading to the arrest of the 12 comrades that we are talking about. But if you are to look into the issue, you realize that nothing that is close to a crime had been committed at that particular moment.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a confirmation that you are dealing with a ruthless regime that is in a culture, that is a culture of arresting people willy-nilly. As a result, we see so many people being punished for crimes that are non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
What you are seeing right now, I take it as an intimidatory measure from the regime and its apparatus.
Mm-hmm.
They know that they are seated there on a borrowed mandate.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to the 2018 election,
mm-hmm.
we all know that these guys did not win power.
Mm-hmm.
So you know when you've stolen something, you always become someone who's also protective mm-hmm. and employing means that are also ridiculous and uncalled for. Like what you are seeing right now.
Now,
the police are always deployed time and again to arrest people for simply being a member of MDC. So now, it is something that is really concerning us as a party, especially the young people of Zimbabwe. That it must not be something that is taken as a crime to make a choice of living a life that does not support ZANU-PF. Because as a generation, it is clear beyond any reasonable doubt that the suffering that we are subjected to right now, it's all because of the failures of ZANU-PF over the years. And this has been exacerbated by the LGBTMS that we are facing in this particular country. So as a young generation, we are ready, and we always send a clear message that we cannot be in a position to sympathize with ZANU-PF, because ZANU-PF is the problem. ZANU-PF is the problem, and beyond just being the problem, it is also the creator of the problem that we are facing as a young generation. So, I mean, it must not be taken as a crime when one stands up and makes a choice of associating with MDC as a political movement. I mean, it is also a constitutional right. Everyone has a freedom of association, which is what I do, and any other young people, young person out there, they choose to associate with MDC. But that must not be taken as a crime. It is not a crime to the name of MDC, and it must not be taken as a crime even in future. Now, that must be brought to an end.
So when we zero down to what happened over the weekend, Pakasungwa, these 12 members, we're reading some of the things that came out of the case, and one of the things or the allegations is that they had weapons that were confiscated, Mareken and so forth. How do you then say you were just gathering there when these such things are brought to light?
No, it's actually laughable when allegations say they were using some weapon. Because, I mean, the state is desperately trying to attach skirmishes that followed thereafter to the arrest of these guys. I've alluded earlier on, these leaders of our esteemed movement in the Youth Assembly were only gathered, seated in the morning, because it happened like any other person. You make a choice of sitting where you want. And they were gathering at the place of our leader for a weekend. Remember, it was on a Saturday. And the police, because they're always in that mood, they're always operating in that tradition, which is absolutely idiotic, for lack of a better word. So they just pounced them and arrested them while they were sitting, there. But I mean, the allegation that we pulled there, it's the NPS culture, it's the state's culture. They arrest and then lay a charge later on, which they deem suitable at that particular time. If there were weapons that they were in possession with, where are the weapons? That has been challenged, because there were nothing, they had nothing in their hands. These people are arrested. They are harmless citizens. They are just peace-loving citizens who are gathering on a weekend just to deliberate and discuss on how they are suffering under the governing of the illegitimate government of Emmerson Mnangagwa. I mean, I was about to say Robert Mugabe. Absolutely see no difference. It actually affected Robert Mugabe in the name of Mnangagwa. But I mean, the point is, they did not commit any crime. They were not holding any weapon. The only people who were holding weapons are, of course, the police, who came with their baton sticks, who came with their tear gas canisters, as well as the guns. Those are the only people who were holding weapons. So if it's about weapons, I'm sure the police are supposed to be the ones who are going to get arrested because they're the ones who are holding weapons.
Tombopinda ipapo mkoma obei, tinoona kuti taona vakamirira vakomana ava, vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti mutongo wavapiwa havasi kufara nawo, nekuti taona kuti varambidzwa kupiwa mari yechibatiso. Munoona sei izvi seMDC?
No, izviri pachena kuti hazvifadzi. Nokuti chekutanga chandambotaura ndechekuti vakomana ava zvamunoona vari kuseri kweusu vari muusungwa havana kana mhosva imwe chete yavakapara, ndochokutanga. So pari zvino kutara kwati handikoti mazuva avatogara muusungwa havatofaniringi vari muusungwa nokuti havana mhosva yavakapara. So zvinozoenderera mberi wonyimawo zvekare mari yechibatiso rinova bheu, zvinobva zvatoshungurudza nekukatyamadza, nekuti kana vasitorina mhosva hapana chikonzero chekuti vangarambirwe bheu. Nokuti these people are non-criminals. They are just people who made a choice of associating with MDC and obviously disassociating with ZANU-PF. And that is the only reason why they are being punished. What is happening is not even a prosecution in place. What is taking place is the persecution.
based on political lines. Because they don't like ZANU-PF, they are being punished for that. So nyaya tiri kutawara pano, ndekunoti mutongo waitwa muzvara nhasi Mataredzi Mhosva, wekuti angapiwa bail. Unongodudzira bazi kuti nyika ino mamiriro akaita, kungava kujudiciary, kune danho riti zvaro zvaro. Unoona kuti pane yatinotiyo capture. So havachatevedzeri mutemo wanhu ari kumataredzi mhosva. Chavava kutevedzera instruction yaanenge apiwa kubva kuZANU-PF. Kuti avaburitsai, avamusaburitsa. Ndo zvatiri kusangana nazvo pari zvino. Noda yanga iri nyaya yemutemo, hakuna kana chikonzero changa chikonesa vakomanawo kuti vapiwe bhe muzuva ranhasi.
Asi kataona mapurisa achiti vanhu vanobvumidzwa zvavo kuwanikwa vachiratidzira kana vasiri kuita zvemhirizhonga. Pakaitika mhirizhonga here? Chii chakaitikapa?
Ndo zvandambotaura paipo kutanga kuti mhirizhonga haina kuitwa. Dai kwangurumudzi tose tinobata nguva dzedu. Vakomana vakasungwa makuseni handiti around 9:10 if I'm not mistaken. But mukazoona taswera muzuva iroro reSaturday, ndo pakazodzoka mapurisa oti kwaitika mhirizhonga kwaakumanheru kana kuti kumasikati nguva dza2 na3. Saka tindiudzaiwo hama dzadikamwa kuti vanhu vavakasungwa here pakanga paitwa chiprofita here nemapurisa eZimbabwe kuti kune vanhu vachapara mhosva na2 nokuda regai tigari tavasunga na9. Nokuti chikonzero chavari kupa chakaitika vanhu vatova musungwa kare. Kubva nenguva dza10 vakomana vakanga vatosungwa nechekare nemhosva isipo. Pedzezvo ndokuchizoitika zvaitika. Zvinova zvandinotenda nekunzwisisa kuti zvakakonzereswa namapurisa. Tinogara tichireiza concern over the behavior and conduct of our police service. Mapurisa edu misi nenguva ndo vanokonzera mhirizhonga, nokuti kamutauriro nekamuitiro kavanoita mabasa avo akasiriko kanoratidza yatingati muchirungu professionalism. They are always provocative, they provoke peace, and as a result they start to blame people when they are the ones who have committed the violent skirmishes.
Mombobata henyu makadaro. Timboendawo kudivi reZANU-PF. Tiri kunzwa tina mukoma Munache Mututsa. Tinokuchingamidzai pachirongwa, mukoma.
Ndinotenda nekuve pachirongwa.
Ehe, atipeiwo pfungwa dzenyu nezvatiri kuona zviri kuitika munyika izvi panyaya yemhirizhonga. Tinoona kuti imi vechidiki veZANU-PF munguva yapfuura takanzwa muchitaura mudandemutande umu kuti manga muri kuzoenda kunogara padzimba dzavatendai biti vaNelson Chamisa navaJob Sikala. Zvakaitika here? Zviri kufamba sei?
Chekutanga chandida kuti ndibude pachena ndechekuti takazvionawo nesuwo pasocial media zvimaposta zvaibhodhawo zvichinzi kune vanhu vada kunogara pamba pevanhu vamataura ivavo. Asi handingati itwas position yeuclid iyoyo. Vanhuvo vakanongodizainawo zvavadizaina vachipostawo pamasocial media. Hazvina kunzi ndezvezanupf, hatitozivi zvakabvawo kupi. Vanhu vakangonyora vakazvipozita organization kuchida kuita zvakati nezvakati. Isisu sezanupf hatizvizivi iyoyo izvozvo. Zvakazoitika zvakazoitika after that takazoona mhirizhonga yamataura panapa iriyo iri nyaya yanhasi. Nekuti pakazoitika mhirizhonga kusitungwiza vanhu vakamhanyisana, vanhu vakatii, zvine mabhazi akaputswa akarohwa nematombo, zvine mabhazi amwe aida kutotsiriswa vanhu vanga vari mumabhazi imama vakaburiswa mabhazi zvichibva pamhirizhonga yakakonzerwa nemayouth NDC. Ari kunziwa hapana zvakaita. Ndoda kuti tibude pachena kuti Zimbabwe inoyi iZimbabwe ine demokrasi chaiyo chaiyo, ine nzvimbo yakavhurika chaizvo kuti munhu wese nani nani ane right yake yekudemonstrata is provided for by section 59 of the constitution. Everyone is allowed to demonstrate, everyone is allowed to petition, everyone is allowed to associate with others vachiungana vachita zvavanenge vachitafika. Asi marights aya asi absolute. That's why vachizoti the right to demonstrate and the right to petition can only be done provided there is peace. We have to do all these things peacefully. But kana nakupisa mabhazi ezvutwa ari kubatsira vanhu, nechipisa mabhazi mapublic service ari kubatsira vanhu kutakura vanhu michovha yakudhuraya $12, pane mabhazi emadhola onzi ndiwo aakutengwa nematombo. Tinoziva zvakaitika 2019 mabhazi akapiswa. Tinoziva zvakaitika last time kuti pakamboita mhirizhonga yaJanuary 22 iya mabhazi aipiswa. Zvaakuda kutanga futi kusitungiza mapurisa sevanhu vakapiwa nekumbiro romutemo kuti vanomaintaina law and order. Obviously ka vanofanira kutosunga vanhu vanenge vapara mhosva dzakaita zvii. Saka ndizivi kuti kana mapurisa asunga vanhu vapara mhosva, ZANU-PF iri kupinda papi apa? Because ZANU-PF is not a member kana a department of ZRP. Neither is ZRP a department rezanupf. NPS is a political party, like the Movement for Distracting Change is also a political party.
Right, Munashi, what's in your booze again, Putti and Sindevele? We are Muswa Umnumzana who obeys Tole and City into your color. They feel as though they are now being targeted by Amapoisa, a Banganzo Mshangano, Amapoisa by a figure. They're getting arrested without doing anything. They were just meeting phandle kwendlu ka babu Job Skala, and then amaphoyisa bafika, and then next thing they're being rounded up. Yena ubona ngani amaphoyisa are not being fair. Nina njengentsha ebandla elezana uPF lukuthatha njani lokho?
Ngibona ngani kuyabe kuyinto ehlupha engasihlupha lathi njengentsha eseZimbabwe ukubona amapholisa esevoka abanye bethu abakwamanye amabandla. Yena ubheyina lo ngiyamazi kakhulu, siyazana. Kungaba kuyaba kuyaba ngisuhlungu ukuthi efe ngubuthwa nxa etholakele ezihlaleni esendlini ka-MP wakhe. Kodwa into eyenzakeleyo lapha sikhulumeni sisebenzisa amasethi, singaphumi ukuthi abantu bebezihlaleni bezixoxela amapholisa athutsha afike abopha abantu. Amapholisa abopha abantu ngemva kokuba kube lodlakela. Udlakela lodlame okuhlanganisela ukuthisa lokujikijela amabhasi adedlula. Ibhasi le ibizathiswa kungayiso kungenela kwamapholisa. Abantu bebesebhasini over 80 bayakhuluma bayafunga njalo ukuthi bebesebhasini bayehlisa bonke ade besebhasini. Kodwa ibhasi le yinto zikamnanga kwalela ayeqalisa ukujikijela, akhona ama-picture board le. Yena lo obheyi khona okhona kuhlelo kunapho ungakhangela on his Facebook account and his Twitter account. He tried to spin that thing. Yekuthaya amabhasi ngezitina waphosta esithi hey amapholisa eZimbabwe ngakithi bayahlupha, khangela ngithi bathaya ibhasi le ngama-button stick akumelanga beyenzeswa amabhasi ethu. Kuyindlela yokuzama ukuspina udlame lodlakela obayenzakeleyo. Sokuthiwa apiya kuradio sokuthi siqambela amanga bezenza bona amaprofethi lamadikoni ayephisi yikuthi kuthethisa lokhu
kodwa mnasiqinisa
siyalala.
Sikhangela lokho okuphuma enkantolo, one of the lawyers was arguing ukuthi bona they should get bail ngenxa yokuthi ubufakazi bathi iproof akula ama V11s ukuthi hayi akula proof ukuthi bona njengentsha eMDC bona they were now carrying these button sticks, you know, ama regen lokunye okuchineyo. So how do you then you know rectify or certify ukuthi yibo ngempela abayenza ubudlwangudlwangu?
Lokhu mina ngeke ngakhuluma, ngikhulumela abazomthetho. Indaba ngayisemthethweni, abezomthetho bayakwazi ukuthi bakwenza njani, baya investigate bekhangele ngibone ukuthi kunjani. Ujaji kumbe umajistrate okhangele indaba ngaleyo ulesizathu sakhe waye banothi bheyila. Ngeke ngangena khonapho thina njengezani uphefa ngiyezakhuluma sithi hayi bayekele ngenxa yalokhu, because thina we are not spokespersons of what happens in the judiciary. So I don't know, I don't want to comment on the decision of the magistrate or the judge who was looking at that case. What I can only say is that I think, this is my view, ngakuyukuthi ibale sizathu sokuthi babavalile phakathi kwakhathesi. Maybe bayesaba ukuthi bengahamba beyo-interfere with witnesses, number one. Bengahamba beyothitha i-evidence maybe engabakhombela kiwo. So maybe yizo izizathu ezikhangelwe ngumajistrate law ukuthi eze banyotshe ibheyi. But mina angiyeke ngakhuluma, ngikhulumela umajistrate kumbe ijaji ukuthi hhayi lokhu kwenze ngenxa yalokhu.
Okay, wathi sikubamba umlomo omnashe. Ba sithole Thimbo Bathayipa runare tukuzoka kwamuri. Now let's head over to our neutral policy analyst umnumzana uGlenn Dliwayo, who's joining us live via Skype. Glenn, welcome to the program, Chief. How are you doing?
Thank you very much for having me, Mike.
Thank you for joining us. You hear what's going on. You heard from Obeis Tole, the youth chairman of MDC. You also heard from Mnashe Mdutsa, who is a youth member of the ZANU-PF. As we take a look at everything that's going on, we saw over the weekend, 12 members of the MDC were arrested today. They applied for bail. Bail was rejected. Some of the things that were coming out, they're saying that they found some things that might show that they had intentions of you know, partaking in violence and so forth. How are we supposed to take all this, and what is this pointing towards when we're talking about, I guess, first thing, Zimbabwe being a democratic nation?
Mike, first of all, I think it's very important for integrity's sake that I state that objectivity or neutrality in Zimbabwe is very difficult. But as a student of policy, I will try to draw a pattern of behaviors and incidents that has happened in Zimbabwe, and then we try to get together to a conclusion with the listeners. Mm-hmm. Because I think it is very important to highlight that when you observe what is happening within Zimbabwe, you are mostly inclined to take a position, mm-hmm. like I have. So I have my inclinations. But let's look into the issue that we're talking about today. Number one, it is important that we refute certain things that have been said by my previous colleagues, Munashe Mtuta, Namkoma Obey, Stole. There's a behavior that both political parties exhibit, which is they try to disassociate from every occurrence of truth that is pointed towards them. Mm-hmm. So now the first thing is that I would like to question that, because this is at the background of the allegations that there are ZANU-PF members who are threatening that they're going to institute whatever means of violence or whatever coercive behaviors on three members of the party, of the political party MDC. Mm-hmm. It coincidentally happens that comrades of this party MDC are gathered at one of the houses. Mm-hmm. I want to refute that and think that it is important for both parties to be honest with the people of Zimbabwe. This is the only way we can depolarize politics in Zimbabwe and start to have honest conversations. Mm-hmm. So first of all, MDC members of the Youth League were job seeker, according to my belief, because there had been a provocation by ZANU-PF. And it is important that they highlight that. Mm-hmm. I don't think in any other day, if this provocation had not happened, they wouldn't be there. Mm-hmm. Now, we go on to hear that Obey says that they were alleged to have weapons. And now, when you look at this objectively, this is a pattern by the Zimbabwe Republic Police that every time something happens in the country, they either claim that there is a third force or they go and raid offices of the MDC, might be Morgan, Richard Tsvangirai House, and then they claim that they found machetes because we have a problem of the Mashurubis. Or they allege now that these young people, whether true or not, had weapons. Why is it all the time they find that? And in any particular case, MDC does not have the capacity. I want to highlight this. It is very important that ZANU-PF stops this, and the police by extension and their spokespeople stop this frivolous accusation of claiming that people in Zimbabwe have access to weapons. If people in Zimbabwe really had access to weapons, an uprising would have happened in that country. ZANU-PF and by extension the police and the army have a monopoly of violence in Zimbabwe, as we saw in November 2017 when they wanted Mugabe out, they moved tankers in the streets. Zimbabweans are merely hopeless when it comes to the use of force in the country. This is clearly a domain that ZANU-PF is uncontested, that the military and the police are uncontested. That's why even when people start saying people quickly think it's linked to the army, because they are the only ones with the monopoly to weapons. So I also want to nullify that and believe that ZANU-PF should not play with people's minds and come up with frivolous arguments all the time. Moving forward, Munashe Mtuta then says, he's asked about the judiciary, and he says, the judiciary is not a part of ZANU-PF, and ZANU-PF is not a part of the judiciary. We have a history with the country that the ruling party has in a way compromised the judiciary. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a clear example of when Honorable Tendai Biti was arrested and the president, the current sitting president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, came and said, I intervened. How did he intervene? It was an instruction to the judiciary. So let them not play with our minds and try to fabricate an independent judiciary that does not exist. It exists when it suits them. But when the state is invested, when ZANU-PF is invested, there is no independent arm of the government in the country. This is why we need to also highlight that at the height of the factionalization of ZANU-PF, these things come to light. One, they come to light in the way that ZANU-PF used the army to settle its factional issues. They come to light in the way that even one Honorable Mtangwa, a former honorable, accused the G40 of conflating the party and the state, which is a very clear thing that when any faction of ZANU-PF or ZANU-PF as a whole is in power, they will always conflate organs of the government that are supposed to be independent. So it is again a miss for a member of ZANU-PF. I understand it is below his pay grade to be able to talk about these things, because they happen at a higher frame of things than where he operates. Mm-hmm. And obviously we know the young people of MDC, ZANU-PF, are not empowered enough to speak about these things. Recently they spoke about corruption and they were fired and demoted. So that is beyond him. But let him not pretend. Kunevana we Zimbabwe, kuti hanzi madzitare edu
akasungunuka anokwanisa kutonga zvavaona zvichienderana nekutongwa nebumbiro renyika hazvisirizvo izvozvo tinoda kuzvipitisa. Now, ZANU-PF again, through the Minister of Information, Permanent Secretary Nick Mangwana, they go on social media and claim that MDC vandalize public property and mabasikosungwa vakomana. Now, as you can see, there's always, this is the thing that begins to frustrate Zimbabweans, because aticha zive kuti toenda kupi when the police, and this is something that emanates from ZANU-PF's failure to professionalize state institutions and separate them from the ruling party, where decisions are communicated from Sheikh Sheikh Beauty, which is ZANU-PF, to tell mapurisa itai zvakati. Vanhu havachazivi, nyangwe mapurisa akavakati vakomana veMDC vadai, isusu tinongomhanya kuramba nekuti itsika yavo. ZANU-PF has always been doing this. The police has always been doing this. And whenever you see my members as ZANU-PF akumhanya social media, there is something wrong. So we need to understand that as well. Then finally, right. I think what I also need to say, Mkoma Mike, is that chinhu chatisvitsa patiri senyika right now is the fact that nothing is fact in our country. Mm-hmm. Elections are disputed. Incidences of violence or incidences of skirmishes against the police are disputed. Everything in this country depends on who is saying what. Mm-hmm. And like you said when the program started, when the elephants fight, mm-hmm. it is the people who suffer. So my argument and my exhortation to my brothers who are here is if they can, which I know they are very limited in their powers, they should advocate to their parties that at least they need to start speaking truth and fact all the time so that one of them can be trusted. But mm-hmm. what I want
to say, hold on for 1 second. Let us take a caller and then we'll give you a chance to finish off in a bit, okay?
Yeah. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hey, Tukutawara Nanuye, Shemurikupi.
Mutanu, Wandiriku, Zambia.
Tawara Itinsuki.
Dambudziko ratinaro isusu maZimbabwe tine dambudziko rekusakwanisa kuve nerespect. Tine a very good plan. Hatisi kukwanisa kuve neoutcome yezvatiri kupopotera nokuti we are very angry kuda kuita nzara huru yekuda kugara zvakanaka. Dai tanga taisa respect even kuti kuda kupinda mupower, iyo opposition uda kupinda mupower, they need the respect from the police, they need the respect from the people. But kana tisati tave kuziva kuti hurumende inenge ichitonga inoda respect yakaita sei, inini yezvezvi muri muofisi mamugere imomo, ndikakuudza inini kuti zuva ramunongobuda chete muofisi imomo munondiona, what are you going to say?
Aiwa, tinobva tatsanga kutya.
Handiti munorongedzerawo kuti ndinoda kuona kuti unondiita sei. Moisawo dzenyu muhomwe, indeisawo dzangu muhomwe. Saka munhu ndiye yekuchimutakanura ipapo paakabata achitiye ndo pandinoraramira. Iwe uchiti ukabva ipapo unoda kukuuraya. What's next?
Saka point was sei?
We have to make respect first. Mapurisa iwayaya, mapurisa eMDC, mapurisa iwayaya, mapurisa eZANU, mapurisa iwayaya, mapurisa evanhu vese vari munyika imomo. But once matadza kuvapa opportunity yavo ivo yechipurisa, you are not going to be respected nemapurisa. Mapurisa anenge achitoni angry nevashandi nekuti ndivo vanokontrola vanhu vari munyika. Zivo vanenge vaine mitemo yemunyika imomo. Saka mukatadza kuti mava respect moitawo zvido zvavo, moitawo zvido zvavo. Zvamakanyorerana kwete zvejambanya. Inyaya yekuramba mutikanda matombo, you are not going to win and you are not going to change anything. Tinoramba tichikwadzisa vana vasina basa. Ezvinovana vari muzvitokisi. Ari kuvamiririra atadza kuvaburisa. Pati yese yotadza kuvaburisa. Gutsinye huonekwa kumapurisa. Kwa inini zvamabuda mumba, hamana kana mwana mumba those parties, the parties anga ari ipapa. Vatuma vanave vamwe kuenda kumeita jambanja. Vasungwa vatadza kuvaburisa. Asi vavo vanavo kumba. Vanhu vaya vasina vana kumba vasungwa. Vanofunga sei. Ndatinyatsove ine respect totera mitemo yamuri kuda kuti tere. Tosvika painofanirwa kuchinja hurumende. We don't fight, says that we do it as easy as this. nguva yese nyika dzese dzaurikuona idzi dzakaita matambudziko anenge eZimbabwe. We can start from Mozambique, Malawi, Tanzania, Kenya, Congo, Zambia, zvaive nematambudziko muZimbabwe makagara. We never ever see that jambanja irikuitwa nemaZimbabwe. Nokuti kuti vanoziva maningi, vakaenda kuchikoro maningi, vanoda kubva vanyatotaura chirungu chinonzwikwa neAmericans, chinonzwikwa neBritain. Chiri chirungu chiri kuzovasungirira nokuda kwokuti havanyatsoandastenda kuti now is the time. Vari kuchema. Kuchema kwavari kuita ikokuku. Vatinyatsoitai kuti zvinyatsokura chaizvo. Vanyatsorwadzwa zvakanaka. That is why tiri kuramba tichienderera mberi nedambudziko.
Aiwa, tinotenda vamutandwa nekupinda muchirongwa, tinotenda zvikurusa.
Ya, ngatiregei kuita fanika vanhu vasita zvezvo vari kuita. Hurumende iri kuda kutonga.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikurusa vamutandwa nekuti nemaondero enyu. Ngezo kuti nginomunyu mulalelo ungenayo kuhlelo. Tiri kunzwa kuti tinomwe muteereri ari kupinda muchirongwa. Kola kola, ngiyakukwamukira kuhlelo. Ngubani okhona ecingweni? Tinomugamuchirai muchirongwa. Ndiani ari parinari? Ndeipi Mukoma, zviri kufamba here?
Zvifamba nemadhiu paSouth Africa.
Pari seiko paSouth Africa apo?
Arudaro.
Nyaere muchirongwa mainzwa, tipewo maondere.
Ndida kutanga kupindura vakuru vakutaura. ZANU-PF kuti iende pachigaro pairi apa pakatobekwa ropa rakawandisa. Vanhu vakafa pazhinji kazhinji ana baba vedu namai vedu. Vana mai vedu vairepwa muhondo nguva yehondo iyaiya. Kuti ZANU-PF iri pairi papapo. Vakafira mahara. Vanhu vari kubhenefita havanambogara vaenda kuhondo. Saka zviri kuita MDC zvaita MDC kuti vanhu vangwatara varuzva vari kuramba havatoi ZANU-PF. Kutaona vakamusasa kumba kwa Honorable Job Skara. Taona vakamusasa kumusasa kwa Honorable Tindabiti. Vane kodzero yekuita kuti kunoprotekta vanhu ivavo. Vaida kuti pavaizosvika kuno vakamusasa vaida kudii.
Zvino
vaidabvudii.
Manje Mukoma, if you meet violence ne violence, pane zvinobudikira here ipapo?
Apa chanisika zvinhu chekuti mapurisa paanga asvika kumba kwa Honorable Biti kwanga kusina violence. But mapurisa pakazosvika pamba kwa kune violence, chii chakamboitika? Saka vanhu vachangomhanya ngoti hanzi MCC yazopisa mabhazi, yazopisa zvipuro, ngarifamba ne$2, yazotora vanhu mafoni zvatarwa nanyati. Inangwandira hangu saidi kwangu hangu. Ndione nguva zvinichironze.
Aiwa, takunzwa zvakanaka Mukoma Madeo, tinotenda zvikuru nemaondero enyu, tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa.
But chandira kungotaura hangu, munoziva gagava. Gagava munoriziva here?
Hongu, ndoriziva.
Ko uchi?
Hongu.
Zvine kara yakafanana ndidi? Hazvinotsena testi.
Aiwa, tinotenda mavha manyatsopedzisa netsumo kana kuti tingati inyau dzesimbi handiziva asi tinotenda. Muve nezuva rakanaka kwamuri
ikoko. Kanoita nekushungurudzwa, ndatopedza.
Aiwa, ndizvozvo, tinotenda chaizvo kunzwa kubva kwamuri.
Alright, so asinikeze uobhey ithuba lokuthi aphendule ushiwo nguGlenn. Vasithole muripo parunarere. Obey, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, so you heard what the callers had to say, you heard what Glenn had to say, you heard what Menashe had to say. What is your response?
All right, yeah, thank you so much for that opportunity. There are a number of issues that I want to respond to. The first point that I want to respond to is the point that was raised by this brother of mine from ZANU-PF. He is desperately trying to disassociate the police from ZANU-PF. But let me remind him one thing that he might have forgotten, because probably his memory might be that shallow. I remember last year, if not the other previous year, his president, I mean his president because he's not the president of the country, Emmerson Mnangagwa, was recorded saying, we are everything. We are the police. We are the army. We are the judiciary. So this is the same thing that they are replicating in their practice. as we speak right now. Mm-hmm. Some of the police members are genuine and good citizens of Zimbabwe. But because they are being forced to operate under instruction, their conduct becomes very evil. It is not an issue that he might want to be desperate in trying to disassociate ZANU-PF and MDC. It's well known that Emmerson Mnangagwa, and clearly it's known because he said it before, that they always capture these institutions to do things that favor them as a party. Mm-hmm. This is the same reason why, you see, a week ago, ZANU-PF youth threatened to invade the residence of our leaders. Then a week later, the police themselves are the ones who are now invading the same residences. Mm-hmm. That should speak volumes to you as someone who follows what would be happening. It simply means where there are no ZANU-PF youth, there is the police.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's no police, there's ZANU-PF youth. So what kind of a country is that? Mm-hmm. What kind of behavior is that? This is what I'm trying to highlight here, that this culture must be brought to an end.
Mm-hmm.
With a clear message to our men and women in uniform, it's mm-hmm. high time that they reform. Because their failure to reform will always cause the challenges to the people of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever the police does not want to cultivate an environment that is conducive for peace, they always cultivate an environment that is conducive for violence.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what has been happening right now in our country.
Mm-hmm.
Then secondly, Munashe also wants to desperately mislead the nation by saying their conditions stipulated around the rights and freedoms to demonstrate and petition.
Mm-hmm.
It is a fundamental right which is given by the supreme law of this land, mm-hmm. that everyone has the freedom to demonstrate and petition. And there are no conditions whatsoever that follow afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever a person wants to raise a concern in the form of demonstrating and petitioning, that should not be criminalized.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you see that ZANU-PF has already adopted a culture of criminalizing that particular freedom that we have in the Constitution. So in other words, they are saying you're operating in an environment where we have a tyrant that does not respect the constitutional provisions, which is the same reason why you see that ZANU-PF is already in the course of mutilating the Constitution, because they do not respect it.
Mm-hmm.
This is also the reason why you see people getting arrested for crimes that they did not commit, and also furthermore, they are denied bail on crimes that they never committed. It speaks volumes to the culture that has been perpetuated by ZANU-PF, a culture that is disrespectful to the Constitution and constitutionalism.
Mm-hmm.
Then secondly, separately, I mean, there's something that has been raised by the caller. He says that Musaita Zhenjambanja. I don't know where he's getting this. I don't know where he's getting this narrative to assume that MDC youths are up for Njambanja.
Mm-hmm.
We're a very peace-loving political party.
Mm-hmm.
Violence is non-existent in our tradition. Our character abhors any forms of violence. But here comes the problem, and I think I've touched on it earlier. I say the problem that we have is that of the conduct of the police. For example, when you say the people of Zimbabwe want to demonstrate and petition, you see the police coming up to beat people and arresting people. Why would they be doing that? Over the past few months, you have seen our rallies being prohibited by the same police. Why would you see those things happening? And I've said it earlier on. Whenever the police force fails to cultivate an environment conducive for peace, what they will then be cultivating is an environment conducive for violence, which is not the direction that you want to be pursuing as a country.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to warn the police of Zimbabwe to abstain from that culture of provoking peace-loving Zimbabweans. Zimbabweans love peace. So as MDC, because we are in Zimbabwe, we are Zimbabweans. We love peace. As a political party, let me highlight this because it is important so that we have no ambiguity on it. We are a political
party.
Zimbabwe. And we want to lead Zimbabwe with everything that it has.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot be a party that then destroys what we have. Because ZANU-PF has already destroyed this country over the past years that they've been in power.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have is to safeguard the few that is remaining for Zimbabwe so that you can build from that.
All right, let me just hold you for one second, Obey.
In the destruction of properties.
Okay, let me just hold you there for one second. Let me just take a caller real quick, and then we'll come back. We'll give Mnashe a chance to respond, and then we'll come back to you. Ngiyezwa ukuthi ngilomlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo thukunzo othini emthereri khola mthereri mlaleli ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo ngiba nokhona ecingweni.
Ngithuma.
Eh, Golito njani?
Hayi, sikhona kumpela njani lani baba.
Hayi, siyaphila. Uyaluzwa nani udaba lukhona kuhlelo namuhla. Abasakhulayo abibandlele MDC bona bathi sebekhathele ngokuboshwa, sebekhathele ngempela ngokuboshwa. Bathi ukutshengisela njalo ukuphuma emgwaqweni ngoba ningi babo kulilungelo labo njengesizalwane seZimbabwe. Wena ukuthatha njani lokho?
Yeah, hayi, isikhathi sombuso sibe sikho njalo. Ngabe ukuthi sibili akuladlakela kodwa itshengisele kukahle baqinisile sibili ilungelo labo sibili kamele baliyenze lelungelo kodwa ngendlela embona kumi ngayo hhayi ayilungelo kalikho laphana
kungani usisho kanjalo
unkulu kakhulu kabi
ngithi kungani usisho kanjalo
hhayi hayi into ebusayo lapha kasiwo kayikwazi umthetho iyawethi umthetho lapha ngavele kabavunyelwa lawa bantu kodwa i-constitution ito njalo ukuthi umuntu uyakumele atshengisele naye engabulali lutho engayenzi lutho yikho kuzange uyenzwa kwabafana laba kodwa lapho elizweni likuleli lezimbabwe leli kakula nto enjalo
kodwa chuma
uyamuzwasebenzi baba
kuhlelo silo omunye wabasakhulayo owebandlele zanu yena uthi hhayi uyavuma ukuthi ngempela ngempela ukutshengisela kulilungelo lo wonke umuntu nxa uyisizalwane sezimbabwe kodwa kumele ukwenze okusemthethweni hhayi ubudlwangudlwangu hhayi umsindo yena uthi abantu laba abasakhulayo bebandlele MDC nsuku zonke behlale bebangumsindo he even went back lapho kwakule protest yabantu bephuma ngobuningi babo ngesikhathi lapho kwakhuphulwa i-fuel wabulawa abantu ngamabutho wathi hhayi abantu laba abasakhulayo bebandlele MDC baphuma ngobuningi babo beyenza ubudlwangudlwangu endaweni esijiyeneyo wena ungathini ngalokho
angafuna ukukhuluma into engasiyo lapha angafuna ukukhulumela ukusitshela into engasiyo lapha thina sihlala lapha elizweni la angafuna ukusitshela ngathi ngabantu bengaphandle kwelizwe siyahlala elizweni lapha yibo bona laba abafana belizwe lpf nala basijeshwayo bona laba abayibo bathatha ama-uniform bagonisa ama-uniform amapolisa bafike bahlukuluze abantu babezijengisela kuhlele futhi bangene phakathi bayezini ukudlwangudlwanga angafuna ukusitshele ngathi sikhulumela abantu bemazweni kulamanga sitshele angafuna ukukhuluma into engasiyo kathe singakukhangela kunayesihlunguza yibo futhi abekhumisa ama-inform amapolisa bona laba sifika futhi besilukuluza abantu bezihlalile yibo bafika bangene phakathi kwabantu abantu bezitshengisela kuhle bengayenzi umsindo bafika babhidlise izinto bakwenza kobulawayo bakwenza eharare bakwenza ngapha indawo zonke yibo bona laba abulalisa abantu abafuna ukukhuluma ngathiwa ngumuntu ofuna ukuzenza umuntu olungileyo ibeyibo baqamula umthetho yibo abantu abaphombanisa izinto eziningi kakhulu kanti bokhala ekuhlungwize kwabona bafikile bagqokisa ama-inform bayeziwani bayezenza amapolisa beeziwani yibo abasetshenziswayo bona labantu abafana bona laba bangafuna ukukhuluma ngathi ta umuntu okhulumela abantu bangaphandle kwelizwe siyayazi into yonke eyenzakala lapha elizweni la siyakwazi ukuthi kwenzakalani siyakwazi ukuthi kuyini kuma njani akula mthetho lapho umthetho yeqiwa ngabantu laba abafana bona laba asetshenziswayo bagqokisa ama-uniform bayenziweni bafike bahlukuluza abantu betshengisela kuhle bafike bayibose bayibhidlisa impahla bafike bayenze bayibose bayenza izinto babe sebeyehlile abantu be-MDC ukhuluma njani naye ukhuluma njani kuyo into engasiyo ukhulumela kubaphi abantu bangabangakwaziyo ngafuna ukuhlobo lalo
wothi simnikezeni ithuba lokuthi akuphendule siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelwa ngithi job
yebo baba.
All right, so basically what the caller there is saying, Usibasa Chuma, is basically saying, to cut it down short, Anzi Zurutaru and NHDQ is an UPFA. Aywa, Achisichokwa, Anzi, Diwa instead who are going around committing these violent acts. So
I think if you get into Papo Timbu, you can see Mkoma Mnashe Mututsa. Panyaya Taurwa, Nevamu, Vatina, Womnyarikani, Glenn, Liwa, Yavarutaura, NHDQ, Zanu PF, MDC, Anza Musutaura, Chokwa, Digutichi, Chukunya, Tsuitika, Munoti, Nemasku, Yataurwa, Namkoma Glenna.
Okay, no tender animals that is not our note and security. And I'm not sure about my youth and the person of the mind for my son by Emma Police, police and some by Stars. I think this was one of the Asha, this is Lutonga Nika. Asha, this is the letter which you don't watch a family. You have a low seduces, a cheer Ulaga, a relaxing, a lally looking at Ulaga is still left to see. engakutsho mina ngoloku kukhulunywa ngoBlan naloku kukhulunywa ngoOBey ukuthi ngiqinisalele ukuthi maybe mhlawumbe kungaba kule zinto ezibonakala ngani yilize kube kunjani but siyananzelela ukuthi lapho esikhona sisendabeni ekuthi abantu badikelana inyoka akula muntu ozavuma phela ukuthi mina ngiyenze lokho njengakhathesi uGlan uthi eqalisa uqalise kuhle wathi yena nxa amapholisa efikile endlini eka Honorable Bong khona lo uJobe Sikhala ama-youth MDC adingani khonapho khona kube kwabhoda ku-social media ukuthi ama-youth ezaluphiefa azafika khonapho azenza ubudlangudlanga ubona bebemelileni khonapho singasizaqambela namaukuthi bebezihlayile ukuthi bezothandaza kube bezihlayile nje bezicocele kuthi bona bebemelile khona khane ukuthi beyenze lebo budlangudlangu in the spirit yokuthi sesidefenda omunye wethu but engingakutho mina angifuni ukuthi maybe lokho ngidwela on what we have already covered what I just want to say ukuthi thina ibandla lezanu-PF thina it's our motto is unity, peace and development. We are peaceful. We are a peaceful party and the end of the peace is the standard. Lokho kokudlangudlwangu ku-create ngabantu abafuna ku-create a narrative, abafuna ku-create a situation that allows their existence to be real. Because katezi ngabe khona bona katezi kungela budlangudlwangu, their existence now becomes doubtful because bale sifuna kuba khona njenge-opposition. Ungakhangela e-parliament lapha kumele babangekhona umsindo, balutshwane kakhulu because ZANU-PF has 2/3 majority. Because of that fact, they don't have a say in parliament. They now then want to turn the whole of Zimbabwe into their own parliament where they can start making their noises, making a lot of things so that they can make a statement. They're slightly relevant. But it, you know, as a party, we're saying and we've resolved to maintain a peace economy in Katesi. We remain a peaceful party. Loko kubudlangudlangu, yiko Katesi, they create about Facebook chats, Facebook posts, they say, hey, kubudlangudlangu. That thing did not even come from ZANU-PF. But we wonder why they want to associate ZANU-PF less than that. Okay, it's true. And you know, Kuluma, maybe. You know, you can't do that. You obey, or you the constitution na ila condition kumele abuyele futhi ayavalele iconstitution le ehedwa engakhulumele ukuthi ichaza abantu ukuthi sila asonto ze student leadership lokho ngombe student politics le section 59 yakhuluma ukuthi everyone is the right to petition, everyone is the right to demonstrate, and then it says but lo utsho ukuthi kodwa kumbe asi those rights should be done peacefully. But lo utsho ukuthi siyama lapha sithi hayi konke lokhu ngakuyenza kodwa mele ukwenze peaceful. So nxa sihlala kula condition yinhle ubona ukuthi abantu abafuna ukwenza ubudlangudlangu ngobani abantu ababala i-constitution bevale ilihlo elilodwa iZANU-PF libanza ele-peace, iZANU-PF libanza elokuthula. So okunye lokhu singakhuluma ngamanye asichazana nje ukuthi sithole ama-point lama-marks but iqiniso liyazakala ukuthi ubudlangudlangu obuzakala kaningi elizweni kubangelwa ngama-youth bethunywa ngama-leaders abantu njengabo yena lowo Jobe Sikhala owaphuma last week ethethisa umongameli welizwe ekhuluma into zakhe kwahamba emashimo ngale kuliindaba zokubonga uthethisa evuke ethethisa la ku-Twitter page yakhe ngabantu abathethisayo ngabantu abafuna ukuthi bona abazithi bona bane-monopoly over the control of young people in Zimbabwe and for them it frustrates them to know that there are young people like us who are the majority who are in the ZANU-PF party. Bona they think and they always tell themselves ukuthi they are the majority in terms of having i-democratic group of young people. But we cannot allow this to continue. Ngabantu abasiqambela amanga nje ilizwe ilibalele likhipha izenzo emangeni.
Ngiyakuzwa wathi ngikubamba umlomo. Let me give wathi ngoba isikhathi sesiyafika emaphethelweni ohlelo Mnashe wathi ngikubambe kancane. Sizokuthi yena uGlan angathini ngalokho and then usinikeze uOBey ithuba lokuthi akuphendule. Glenn, are you still on Skype? Are you still on the line there, bud?
I'm Big Mike.
All right. Well, unfortunately, time is running out. They say when you're having fun, time flies. So let's try wrap this up. You heard sentiments that were echoed by the callers. You heard what Menashe just said. You heard what, OBey had to say. As the neutral analyst here, as the policy person, what needs to be done to ensure that, you know, all this doesn't continue? Because, I'm sure everyone can agree that this is not something that's good for the nation.
So what I'm going to suggest is what is ideal, but it is not maybe going to be easy to happen because you're asking the state to reform itself. The chorus of reforms has been sung for a long time in Zimbabwe. The first thing we need to reform is the issue of state capture. In the courts, in the police. So that needs to be done. We need to disentangle the conflation of the parties, ZANU-PF, and the state. That is obvious. It's not up for debate. Let them not fool us from ZANU-PF. We know ZANU-PF has conflated the state and the party. We need to professionalize the police service. That is very important because, you see, the rulings of the police, if they are rulings for lack of a better word, MDC says they want to go and have a demonstration. They are denied. And on the other hand, ZANU-PF youths wake up and say, we want to run and do a 1 million men march. They do it, and with the honest cooperation of the police. Yet when they go, whenever they go to supervise MDC rallies or demonstrations, there has to be skirmishes of serious violence and ruthless response. Then we need to make sure that we respect the rule of law and the constitution by saying that it doesn't matter that ZANU-PF has 2/3 majority in the parliament. The fact that they touted the constitution reforms of, 2013? As a people-driven constitution. That means if they have to make any major changes to that constitution, they have to go back to Zimbabweans. They can't hold Zimbabweans at ransom between their fight between ZANU-PF and MDC, and now they're taking advantage of the fact that they have a 2/3 majority in parliament, which they are abusing. They cannot make changes, wholesome changes to the constitution. They have to respect it. Respect of the rule of law, and to make sure that we professionalize and make the courts independent so that its rulings cannot be protested. You see what is happening now, that every time lawyers will question the rulings of the state, of the courts, is because they are not trusted. We need to restore trust into the democratic institutions of the country, because if these institutions are not working, are not trusted, they lack legitimacy. And the honest truth is, there are no legitimacy from the police, from the army, and the judiciary, and every other state. Then finally, ZANU-PF needs to stop using state media to try people in the papers. You do not pronounce people guilty until the courts do that. Because when you do that, ZANU-PF or the judiciary, they're no longer independent, because they take it as an inclination or a signal from those that run the state papers that this is where we want things to go. So you can, even if there is no direct instruction given, the person who's presiding over the case already knows what their principals want. That's why you see, they influence the jury. So ZANU-PF needs to stop trying people before they are tried before the courts. I think in closing, the last thing I need to say to the political parties and to my brothers is, history will always remember you guys. There is a footprint of the things that you are saying. So it is important that we are honest to one another and to the people of Zimbabwe. They are helpless right now.
Tambofunza mukoma munashe muvunzo wavunzwa na mukoma Glenn Liwai rikaitende kuna Obey astole tinzwe MDC panyai yechokwadi amunoti chine zviri kutaura mukoma Glenn izvinoti vari kuti ivo mangwana history will judge you very harshly nezvamuri kutaura imi sevechidiki kumapato maviri ese munoona sei zvavari kutaura izvi.
Ini ndingangoti nyaya yezvokwadi yakakosha pamunhu wose. Asi zvichienda nenyaya yatiri kukurukura muzuva ranhasi, ndinotenda kuti chokwadi ndo chose chatareva pane zvino. Chokwadi chinosunungura munhu wose, nokudaro ndoda kutoyambirawo vezano vazhinji vanoramba chokwadi. Chokwadi ndo chisingararami muzano, kuti igaro ziva kuti chose chaitika munyika yeZimbabwe, vanhu vezanu-PF vanomanya kupomera. Because no mabasa chaamuna munyika yeZimbabwe, unonzwa kuti ndi MDC yakadana masanction, but vachisiya corruption. So munonyatsoona kuti nyaya yekusagona kutaura chokwadi inyaya iri kurarama.
Vasitole, one vatsenengamu vakabuda panapa vachibata nyaya yecorruption. Munozoti vezanu-PF havasi kutaura nyaya yecorruption sei?
Ndokusaka akadzingwa. Notsenengamu chati munhu wezane. Zane inotokudzinga kana ukanga watara zvecorruption. Weza mukurevesa kana mumajokes chaimo.
Asachi achiri member yezanu-PF one.
Zvinotingati achiri member yezanu-PF here. Kana achiri member yezanu-PF tinomuda kuti achiramba achigara musangano nogara vamwe. Ngatisadai kuita zvokunyengerana, but zvisinei haisiro nyaya tida kutaura
muzorana. Iyo nguva yedu yadyanana mukoma Obei, chingoti gaga motaura ndofunga kana 10 seconds chaiyo mukupedzisira, because nguva yedu yadyanana kuti tipo vamwe ava vabva vapedzisira.
Aiwa, chandinongoda ngotaura chekupedzisira, it is just a point of advice. I would like just to urge the police force of Zimbabwe. to abstain from their tradition of being used as an extension of ZANU-PF to suppress the fundamental rights of the people.
Unfortunately, to our guest, we, you know, there's no extra time. This has been such a heated debate. I'm Marvelous Mplanga Nyahuye in Washington.
All right, Moria Zimbabwe, thank you so much to everybody that joined us. Let's meet Mangwana Panapa Pachirongwa Chedu Chewe Chidiki Uhlelo The Connection Lilami Mike Hove. Mtswakazo Muhle Zimbabwe Muhle. So, Shangana Kusasa. Bye-bye.